This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
But I do want to get to the poop because what should your poop look like?
Your poop should be one consistent. So sometimes it can be a little applesaucy type situation. That just may be, you know, you threw off your fiber intake that day, okay, or maybe something just didn't necessarily agree with you. But you ideally want your poops, and it's different for everybody depending upon what their actual intake is. So you pretty much want your poop to be like a nice kosher pickle. It needs to just flow out like a nice pickle.
Okay.
Hot breath.
Yo, what up, Hot Breathiverse? It's your boy, your host, comedian Joel Byers. And today is Hot Breathisode 159. So that being said, you know what time it is. Hot breath. Get your hot breath ready today. We are going down the health wormhole. Yes, don't go away. Those of you listening, if this is your first time, we are Hot Breath, your weekly guide to comedy mastery. Every Monday, I'm dropping long form interviews all about the craft of comedy to help empower comedians or I had a smoothie before this, feeling like getting in the health mood. I'm wearing a face mask right now, and my body was like, hey, let's get some of that health back up. So every Monday, we're on here dropping dope interviews with the dopest people all around the craft of comedy. And today, she's not a comedian, but she is amazing-edian. Awesome-edian. She's amazing. She's actually been on here before. Hot Breath episode number 101 was the first time these two worlds collided, but we had to have her back. We all just had Thanksgiving. We're all having Christmas coming up. Health is an important factor in life and productivity and mindset and overall just personal well-being, but also your professional well-being. So I thought it would be the perfect time to have our guest come back. I call her like the 10th degree black belt in health. She is hashtag woke AF when it comes to this health stuff. And also her business savvy is super on point. So all of my comedians out there listening who are like, what does that have to do with comedy? Well, listen, okay? Just like when I had the social media guru Manu Murado on here, all the questions are more geared towards comedians and how we can learn and benefit from whoever I'm interviewing. So all of my questions are geared more towards just comedians on the road. How can we eat healthier? You know, just healthy habits and the positive impact. Because I can tell you personally, when I'm living healthier, my comedy shows, my overall professional opportunities show, and my overall just personal mindset shows. Like, it's all part of the whole ecosystem within you. So what you're putting in, you're getting out. And I can attest that after interviewing her, there's just made an impact. So I'm hoping after you listening to this interview, it's going to do the same, whether you are a comedian or just a fan of comedy or just a passing listener who's a fan of our guest today. Either way, thank you for spending your valuable time with us. We're going to get right into the interview. Please do hang out in the outro for some exciting news, but this is really it, peeps. This is it. Be sure to take some notes. This is really going to apply to everyone. Oh, and by the way, there's only one thing left to do, and that is inhale a hot breath with Tierra Barella.
Fontis is spring water.
Yay, Fontis. It's delicious, too.
Custom labels?
Mm-hmm.
They do all that jazz.
Waterproof labels, too. Like, I definitely, this isn't going to peel off.
Oh, word?
You know, like, this is a really good label, so this is outstanding.
Yeah, it's called the coolest water for the hottest podcast. That's the slogan.
I love it. That is dope. Yay, Fontes. That's great. That's great. Congrats.
That's all you. No, we've come a long way since episode 101.
Wow.
Is the last one we did together.
And what episode is this now?
This will be 150, in the 150s.
Okay, awesome.
So we're in the 150s.
Yay. Yes. I'm proud of you guys. Oh, great job.
Thank you. And we have Amon making cameos now.
Yay, Amon.
The engineer, you're the first person to be with this backdrop and this setup.
Ooh, the inaugural backdrop episode. Let's do it.
It's very exciting. And I'm so excited to have you on now because, like, the podcast, just like you know the evolution of branding and your vision, which
certainly,
we're definitely going to get into yours because anybody can use the template you've built with your industry and overlay it onto theirs.
Oh, yeah.
So mine, the podcast, when I interviewed the first time, was just, let's interview cool people and learn from them. And now it's like, okay, let's interview cool people, but all with comedy in mind.
Oh, certainly.
So comedians, the comedy life is debauchery.
Exactly.
And you're, for anybody that wants to go back, I'll put it in the show notes, episode 101, you're like a 10th degree black belt in health. Like, you float everywhere you go at this point.
I believe that. I'm like a master shredder.
You
know?
Really are.
Yeah, I'm a master shredder. I'm definitely like Professor Xavier type level.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah.
You walk it and you live it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so hard to find people that do both.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my gosh. There's so many fake-ass vegan, veggie, health and wellness. I went and got my abs, plastic surgery, situations, fitness. And it's just like, okay, so master the four agreements and try not to take anything personal. And, you know, it's one of those conflicting things that it bothers me so much just because truly it is the embodiment of everything that I have dedicated my life towards the past 11 years of my life. And to see it just so watered and trickled down. But also staying on the high road of everything, because that happens in every industry. I'm pretty sure Coca-Cola was pissed when RC and like Pepsi came through. It's just like, what the fuck are y'all doing? And then like Faygo started coming in, and then all these other like little nine nickel dollar brands started.
All that mid.
Like, what is this mid grade shit? This isn't
Reggie.
Even it. Exactly.
This is Reggie Coke.
Exactly.
If I want diabetes, I want the high strength.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead of this little 10 cent situation. But it is what it is. And it's always a maturation process. So I appreciate just being able to stay in a space of just growth, infinite growth. So now it's just like, okay, I have to just continuously grow and just shit on you bitches. In this health and wellness world, for real.
And people notice the difference in quality.
They do.
It's like they may go short term and then realize, oh, never mind, because of how they feel overall. Like,
exactly.
There's definitely something like we were talking about earlier, is just investing in yourself. And health is something that can be, especially as a comedian, when we don't make money.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's hard. You know, I just drove to Fort Walton, Florida last week for $125.
Okay.
Which it was like a 5.5 hour drive.
Oh, there was your money right there.
Yeah. Like, but I sold merch so that, that you find ways to accommodate.
Exactly.
But life on the road, and you hear so many comedians, and I have comedian friends who have gained like 60, 80 pounds since they started comedy.
Oh, yeah.
So even just starting out of life on the road, which is kind of the stage I'm in right now, is how? I know a lot of people, I'm sure, come to you with health and it's like, I don't have time, or it's not convenient, or like, what kind of advice do you give for people?
Definitely.
Like that?
When you are traveling or in a very, very high impactful job, or probably just stressed out type of situation, so you really don't have any stability. You have to do a lot more when it comes down to the preparation of the things that you do. So even if you're from city to city, different algorithms, different time zones, different longitude, latitude type situations, you always have to prepare. So one of the main things that I definitely say, like there are like these dehydrated little green packets. So even if you don't have access to green juice or a local juicer, or maybe your night doesn't start until 9 p.m. and it's not going to end until 5 a.m., you know, like you can still do the best to make sure that your cells and your molecular structure has everything that it needs. So go and find you a dehydrated little packet of green something. It's going to be gross. It probably tastes like gerbil pellet broth, you know, like, but it's feeding your cells. It's feeding your intellect. It's feeding your molecules. And that is the stuff that really sustains your entire lifestyle. So go to Whole Foods, go to Amazon, go to your local thing and just make sure that you are prepared in every aspect. So that's definitely the first thing. Always, number two, I would say, to make sure that you keep something on you that keeps you grounded. So whether you're in into essential oils, or maybe have a nice little stone crystal bracelet or some sort of trinket that just keeps you grounded, ideally. Amethyst is a really good grounding stone. That always shapeshifts your environment as well. So maybe the club promoters, or maybe, you know, the flight attendants, or maybe, you know, you were working in a customer service type of industry, they fucked you up, and energy is contagious. It jumps on you. It's just like the flu, you know, like you avoid certain environments if you don't want to get, you know, those things contagious.
Right.
So really understanding how you can protect yourself, and that is protecting your energetic force. So that's two things. And then thirdly, water. Drink water. Even if you drink nothing before the alcohol, I understand with the socialization, and a lot of the times that is how a lot of business deals get closed, is through alcoholic beverages. But what have you done to prepare for the alcoholic beverages? I have a supplement, Chlorella. It's a heavy metal cleanser. It's a blood purifier, things like that. Have your adult beverage, but make sure you took care of your internal organs before. So as you're dumping the liquid poison inside of you now, I definitely enjoy a nice crafted adult beverage. But I learned how to do it healthy, you know, like, so I'm not just having a drink. That's like whack, and that's like very low vibration. I'm not going to go and have a drink. I'm going to go and have a nice crafted adult beverage.
I love how you call it liquid poison, and then you're like, but I'm not going to have one. You know, that's low vibration.
Exactly. We're going to go ahead. I need you to spend at least 12 minutes crafting my beverage, you know, like crafting it. Yeah. I want it to be a piece of art by the time you are done with it. So if I am going to poison myself, look at the quality of what the fuck I'm about to do.
It's that loud poison.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We want that. You know, like, that is what we are going for. We had to dress up. It's a great ensemble that accompanies that moment that I believe that we're all supposed to have. But it's all about really learning the balance of the health and, you know, the toxic side as well, because it's not just all healthy. If you're just 100% healthy, you'll fucking die too. And that's like a whack ass, boring ass life.
Yeah.
Just to be healthy as fuck all the time. No, I want weed. I want drinks. I want birthday cake, you know, like, and I want to be able to have celebratory type situations with my friends, you know, like, I don't want to be so isolated, but how can I enjoy these moments? I just saved my life for those moments. That's not something that I'm going to do just on a random Thursday, just because it's Thursday and I haven't developed the emotional intellect in order to be able to shapeshift what I'm feeling in that moment. I'm not going to escape myself in that way. No, my homegirl's getting married at the end of the month. Ooh, there's going to be wedding cake there. Is it vegan? I don't give a fuck if it's vegan. I am going to have this nice celebratory moment. So that's how I pick and choose, you know, like, conscious decisions.
Yeah, because comedians, a lot of our shows are in bars, and people can get caught in the cycle of, oh, I got to have a drink. I got to have it. And then before you know it, they're an alcoholic.
Exactly.
So is it like that emotional intellect you referenced? Is that like, okay, I'm doing five shows this week, three are at a bar. Maybe this week, only one of those bar shows I will have a drink at. Is that like the kind of emotional intellect you're talking about developing?
Definitely. Make sure you understand with the emotional intellect what you are feeding, what you are drinking. What are you drinking? Are you drinking the fact that the club promoter didn't necessarily give you your check in time? So now it's anxiety that needs to drink. Is it stress because, you know, TSA fucked up your bags? You know, is it you getting turned down based off of the bad chick that's in there that, you know, just really did not adhere to your advances? You know, like, what is it that you're truly feeding? And really understanding the balance. It's one thing that this is your environment, but in a bar, you know, like, it's dark. It's that type of energy.
Yeah.
It's at nighttime. So there are certain energetic forces that come into those types of spaces. You are in charge of entertaining those energetic forces. Now, you'll definitely have your occasional unicorn and your light, bright, you know, love and light type namaste person. But that's not the majority of who's actually in there. Those people, you are being paid to entertain. So you have to come with it. So it's all energy. You're shape shifting those things. So understanding how you can maximize your energy. Take your supplements. You know, literally, I have all four of my supplements that are just 100% anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's what it's geared toward. It's not geared toward, oh my God, you don't have to think about shit. That is 98% of all chronic diseases and ailments that people are dealing with. It's just 100% inflammation.
98%.
98. So if you are taking the steps to prevent those things, certain things just won't even pertain to you. So as a comedic, you know, being in those environments, if you know that, okay, first thing that I did, first thing in the morning, as soon as I woke up or whenever the fuck you woke up, I drank some water and I popped my supplements. If that's the least that you can do, you're still mm-hmm. taking a step into the right direction.
What are some common foods that cause that inflammation that maybe people can just be more mindful about?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Potatoes, number one.
Sweet, white, all of them?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
Okay.
When it comes down to potatoes, deep fried, there's no way in just thinking, you know, just logically, there's no way that anything deep fried is good for you.
Yeah.
It's just not. I don't give a fuck if it's a tempura, if it's like a veggie, if it's like a batter coated fucking broccoli. It's still bad. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. So once again, it goes back to that rhetoric of picking your poison. So understanding potatoes are a number one anti-inflammatory food. And even people who are making better health decisions thinking like, hey, I'm gonna eat more veggies. They automatically go to potatoes and French fries because it's an easy filler food. It's typically inexpensive and it's fast and it's quick. But not understanding when a potato like that, especially deep fried, goes throat down, your body recognizes it as a donut. So it turns into sugar automatically.
Whoa.
And that's how a lot of the times vegetarians and people who are transitioning into quote unquote plant-based diets, they get fat. They get fat as fuck because you are eating nothing but sugar.
So fat as fuck.
They get fat like as fuck. Yeah, I was a fat as fuck vegan. Like I was fat as hell and still couldn't boo-boo on a regular basis and could not understand. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm eating nothing but vegetables and fruit. What is it? I didn't understand like the preservatives. I didn't understand the additives. I didn't understand the process of how the food was being. So you don't have to be vegan or vegetarian or anything, but I think we all as a collective can just do better by eliminating more of those refined foods, fats, and sugars from our diet.
Okay. I definitely want to get to the poop. That was something I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah.
My goal with this interview is for like a comedian to be able to listen to this and it almost be like, almost like a guide for them to be like, okay, I'm going out on the road. How can I be as healthy as possible?
Oh, certainly.
Type deal. So I like what you said with the preparation at the beginning. And because even on my road trip, I know I'm cool. Like if I'm with other comedians, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't want to eat anything bad. But if I'm alone and bored, driving 6 hours and that boredom creeps in, like
snacks.
The only thing that saved me was preparing like snacks for the road. Mm-hmm. Like I made homemade trail mix. Like I actually brought a sweet potato, which is now inflammatory.
It's better than the white potato.
Okay.
Okay. So I say stay away from the white potato. Stay away from anything white for the most part.
White devil.
Yeah.
I get
like
it.
You just I'm not going to go crackers. There because you're Joel right now. Like we're just not going to have that conversation. But really understanding just the whole. Anything white in that aspect, it doesn't naturally come that way.
Oh.
So even though it's a white potato, let's go for the colored things because we know just about everything on this planet that's of real value is colored in some way, shape, or form. So if you're going to have rice, have brown rice,
gotcha.
Have wild rice. You know, go for the good, better, best type of option. But potatoes, go for the colored potatoes. There's purple potatoes, there's yellow potatoes, there's red skin potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely, especially the sweet potatoes, it definitely does something different to your glycemic index. So your sugar intake. So that's what I'm saying. Go for the color stuff. It's not that you don't have to have rice and things, but if they have brown rice, choose that one. You know, like it's all about just choosing the better option.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So maybe this will, before we were talking about inflammation, how it's like 98% of chronic diseases. What other tips do you have for people to maybe help eliminate or at least, because supplements is like, they're such a great idea. And a lot of the times you may buy them and then never even use them. So maybe
that's where it comes down to the prep. You know, like the prep. So instead of you walking around, let's say with 6-7 peel bottles all day long, go to a smoke shop, go and buy those little baggies that they have. So you get like fucking 500 of them for like $5. Pre-make all of your stuff. So when you are just on the road, you have your little Rubbermaid container that you have at home with all of your pre-made supplements in it. You can just grab a handful, throw it in your bag and go. The same way that you prepare with your toothbrush or toothpaste, you know, the same way that we prepare and all these other things. Once you start incorporating those things, it becomes second nature.
Gotcha.
You know?
Okay.
So I believe, once again, just going 100% in preparation. Also, while being on the road, especially for comedics, take advantage of technology. You know, Uber Eats, Postmates, Amazon Fresh. Take advantage of those things. If you know that you're about to arrive in a certain city, go ahead and order your stuff. Have it sent already to the hotel or wherever you're about to arrive to. And then that's one less thing. As you check in, you grab your bag as well. You know, so we're all on $700 phones and technology is absolutely advanced in amazing, amazing properties. I'm so grateful for technology. It has taken away so much stuff that I have done, especially 11 years ago being plant-based. Yeah, right. It was nearly fucking impossible, you know, but now I have fresh homemade juice delivered to my doorstep every single Monday. I don't have to juice anymore and fight the fucking fruit flies. You know how hard that is fighting those bitches? Like, they don't go nowhere. So fighting the fruit flies, or, you know, there's beautiful meal prep programs and there's all sorts of stuff that literally you pay $4 extra. It just arrives to your door. It takes away a lot of the stress. And what you need in those spaces is just to maximize your time. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess preparation, and it takes, that can take away the cravings is something that'll just, that'll attack you. Exactly. They'll blind you're like, oh, I've been healthy for 5 days. This is going great. And then day six, like you're a craving.
Triggered.
Yeah.
Like, you're
how
triggered.
Do you fight? What do you, how do you fight a craving if it comes on? How do you not give into it?
You do. You do.
You do give
yes,
into it.
Yes, you do give into it. You lose. You definitely lose. That's like unrealistic. I say, once again, picking the big, I mean, the good, better, and best type of options.
Okay.
So even if you have a craving, okay, damn it, I really want a donut. And I'm a female, so my body's always on a cycle, and it just shifts, and it just hijacks everything. So I get hijacked from my taste buds all the time. But I know if I really want a donut, and I'm really about to do this, and I'm just about to sacrifice my abs that day that I worked all week to get and maintain, I'm going to have the most epic donut humanly possible. I'm going to go on Yelp. I'm going to respond with the fucking with the fucking people who review things. I'm going to have dialogue before I do a thing like that, because I know that I'm bigger and I'm stronger than this craving, but this needs to happen and it's going to happen.
Gotcha.
So I make sure that it is the most epic experience that I have. So have your craving, but don't go and crave trash. It's just like, okay, if we're going to do drugs, we're going to do awesome drugs.
Right.
We're going to do real drugs in Ibiza. Let's go there and do some drugs. I'm down. Like, oh, Joe, we're going to Ibiza. Oh, we're going to Colombia. Oh, I'm touching down. I'm coming to Colombia for two things, Coke and coffee. Now, is that something that I'm going to do in Atlanta on like Crescent Avenue on a fucking Friday night?
Right.
No, because I like really love myself a whole bunch. And if I am going to have those moments, then it's going to be the most epic moment humanly possible.
And it almost costing more almost helps you appreciate it more as
exactly.
well. Instead of like some 50 cent burger, it's like, no, I bought a $25
exactly.
burger.
And it tastes like a $25 burger.
Right.
Just like, you know, people know the difference. All the carnivores, they know the difference between like a grass fed, loved on cow that was like a family friend steak, as opposed to just some generic ass Ruby Tuesday, you know, 2 for $15 special. They know the difference in the way that the quality actually is. So I just tell people, ideally, as a whole, upgrade your quality, you know, like mature your palate in every aspect. Mature your palate with the things that you consume the same way that you refine your conversations with your friends. Mature your palate in the aspect of what you're actually drinking on a daily basis, the same way that you refine your palate when it comes down to the relationship choices that you actually make. Now, if you're just half-assing and just lying to yourself and have just said, fuck it with life, then you're going to truly attract that same type of vibrational energy, and you're not going to get the jobs that you want, and you're not going to soar, and you're still going to hate yourself because that core work has never been done. I mean, and the easiest thing that you can do to kind of shortcut or give yourself a chance in that aspect is drink some water. We're on a water
just
planet.
Basics. Just
that
drink
basic
water.
Shit.
We're like over 70% water.
It's an element as opposed to a liquid. So many people look at it like, oh, it's a beverage. No, bitch, this is an element.
Whoa.
So you need this. This is like a non-negotiable. Anybody who does not drink this, I get a lot of questions. Tierra, how do I get rid of kidney stones? And it's just like, oh, shit, you fucked up a whole lot if you have kidney stones. And it's no judgment. It's just literally you're in denial. You're in denial about your eating habits. You're in denial about your lifestyle. People who actually live a real healthy lifestyle, you're not going to have kidney stones. It's like a side effect of toxicity. So your calcium. What's eating away from your calcium that's depositing it into your gallbladder? And you're just not thinking about it. Of course, everything happens in that way whenever you're just not thinking about things, whenever you're neglecting things. It turns toxic. Same thing with a relationship. If you're neglecting your relationship and just not thinking about it, it's going to get really toxic. So this is just a relationship that you have with yourself and your body. And I believe that that is, what the fuck are we doing on this planet?
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Once you, what I've noticed in like, in trying to live a healthier lifestyle, when I do get on a good roll, is not only does my health enhance, but then my career enhances, my performances enhance, like the opportunities coming to me enhance. Like it's bizarre, but it's almost like you taking care of yourself will then attract more people wanting to take care of you.
And not to sound all super new age, but it is the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. You truly are. And I don't believe like, oh, you are what you eat. I believe you eat what you are. Ooh. So that's why if I'm going to have an adult beverage, oh, I'm very particular. Just like I'm very particular about my water. Just like I'm very particular about the things that I rub on my skin. Just like I'm very particular about my lovers. It's all the same. So you have to be of epic proportions to ever be able to have access to me, because I know what I do. Like you said earlier, I am creating a whole quantum universe of just people with shifted perspectives, mm-hmm. you know, higher level thinking. And it's not about, oh, you have to go and you have to do this. No, it's all your choice. And once you understand that you are truly cultivating the life that you want, and you are truly cultivating what it is that you say, not out loud, but you're saying to yourself. So that moment that you start believing in yourself, that moment that you start believing, hey, I could drink some more water. The moment that you're saying, okay, you know, let me go ahead and invest in someone who actually gives a fuck about me. You know, like, let me just buy these supplements. Let me start taking those steps. It's the same thing as like running a marathon. You start conditioning yourself. So will you be there week one? No. Uh-huh. Will you be there week two? You'll be better than week one. But in about a month, if you continue on this path, what the fuck? You'll look back at yourself like, I can't believe I got here. It's the same exact thing.
What are some tips you have to actually get up to that month? And like, is it tracking what you're doing, how you're feeling? Like, no. What are some ways that, or sometimes, you know, people will do like Whole 30 and they look at it as like a finish line. And as soon as they finish, they're like, okay, I can go back. And then you eat 30 days of bad food in one day. That sustainability is, I think, a huge barrier for people.
Definitely. And that's one of the reasons why I concentrate on a lifestyle practice as opposed to a temporary fix. I believe diets and fads, and people are doing like these 7-day detox challenges and 7-day, you know, like little bullshit ass things that just are not sustainable. Yes, you can go ahead and conquer yourself in 7 days, but on day 8, you stop believing in yourself again. On day 9, you are going back to your self-destructive patterns, feeling like a sense of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. What have you accomplished? You know, like, this is not sustaining the longevity of your entire lifestyle. So what are you doing for real? You're just doing a challenge. Cool. You challenged yourself. Yay. 7 days. Here's your gold star. And now back to basicness. You know, like, so in that aspect, I definitely just believe that people should truly understand what they're committing to. Do you want this to be a lifestyle, or do you want this to be a moment in time? And a lot of people choose the moment in time because it's quick, it's easy, it's accessible, mm-hmm. it is realistic for them. They feel like that they don't have to achieve everything. I live this lifestyle because I just really fucking believe in myself. You know, like, so that is the first step, is really understanding we're not there yet. But once you really, really love yourself, you truly don't want to do anything harmful or toxic to yourself. The same way you love your cat. People love their cats and their fucking dogs and their gardens way more than they love themselves. And that's just an imbalance. To each its own. People choose. But understanding a space of denial and understanding real, real authenticity. And this is just an honest space. So when the more you are honest with yourself, the better your life becomes. It's just like, damn, all I had to say was, Joel, I really feel uncomfortable. And this made me feel whatever the case may be. By you just expressing yourself in that aspect, it takes a whole weight off of you. Mm-hmm. And you feel better throughout the day. And you're just like, yeah, Tierra, I apologize for you feeling that way. And if there's anything I can do, it's easy resolutions. But we are scared and timid and fearful to even take those steps. So when you start taking those steps with inside of yourself, everything else just starts opening up.
Is that self-talk? Are you talking about loving yourself?
Yes, definitely self-talk.
Self-talk, okay.
Because we are not honest with ourselves. You know, totally, like, not. We're just liars. Like, right. We lie to ourselves all the time. I don't lie to myself anymore. Mm. The moment that I lie to myself, I'm like, Tierra, you're fucking lying. Stop. You know, like, and this is a dialogue that I'm having with myself.
You'll say it out loud.
I will say it out loud. Okay. Tierra, you are fucking lying. Stop. Is that honest? And one of the things that I have definitely practiced is finding out all the different layers of myself. So there's so many tiers in here. I'm not linear at all. That would probably be the most epic thing that I have ever failed at, is trying to be linear, trying to be normal, these boxes of conformity that society puts us in. So if you were just defining yourself as Joel the comedic, how many other Joels are there? There's like Childish Joel. There's probably like Freaky Nasty Joel in there.
Hey now.
There's like, you know, Athletic Joel who likes, you know, painting, or there's all these different Joels in there. There's like probably like trap music, like you probably say nigga in private type Joel.
I mean, if it's in the song.
I mean, if it's in the song.
If it's in the song, and I'm just supporting like, the culture.
Exactly.
It's for the culture.
Like you are in your bathroom and just going and you are having your moment. That's still a level of Joel. You know, like there's nothing wrong with any of those yous that allow you to be you, because it's all layered on top of each other. But which one of those are you going to allow to make the decisions? Like which one of those Joels gets to actually control the motherboard?
Mm-hmm.
That is where I believe that we should all be refining ourselves. So my ratchet here damn sure cannot control this spaceship, because she'll have us like fucking trap nigga dick. And
I feel like that, when you said fatted foot, I was like, oh, there she is.
Yes,
there
she is. She comes out. She has her little spaces. But really understanding like how you can just balance all the healthy levels of yourself. And they're all there. You know, like I said, hood rat Tierra, she will be out gambling, playing poker. You know, like instead of her doing that and, you know, conning people. No, she actually is going to come out around her family at the family reunion. You know, she has a safe space in order to create those. But my higher self is the one that gets to be in charge and captain of the entire spaceship. That was hard. It's like really submitting all the other layers of yourself to that higher self, because the higher self is only going to guide us in the best decisions. So the toxic self is there. The hood rat self is there. The oversex one is there. You know, the corporate one is there. But yet and still, who is in charge of all of those?
Mm.
And that's the higher self.
And that's who you talk with self-talk. You talk in your higher
self. Exactly.
So
and recognize her too.
I think people are going to listen to this and be like, okay, I'm ready to start my new lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they start? You mentioned drinking water beginning of every day.
Drinking
what are some
water.
Other like just do this to just to get the lifestyle rolling?
Definitely. There's a few pillars of well-being. One, sleep.
Mm.
Sleep. 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 You have to sleep. You have to allow everything to regenerate itself. You can run the marathons. You can train for CrossFit. You can do all of these things. If you are not sleeping, your body does not know how to program everything, and it will throw off the entire algorithm. We believe that we're supposed to put that energy into our work, 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 work. You'll crash and burn. Mm. Everything will fail. So water, number one. Sleep, number two. Really understanding very healthy outlets. You know, like very healthy outlets. Go dance if you love dancing. Go and hang out with your friends. You know, like make that mindful choices every single week, because that is a way that you're able to actually regenerate yourself as well. Mm-hmm. Secondly, well, fourthly, nourishment. Nourishment. You eat what you are. Sometimes we are fat, toxic bums. But sometimes. That is not the majority of ourselves. If we are trying to live a life of epic proportions, there's no way that you can do that eating off of a dollar menu. $1? Are you kidding me? You have to have standards and be very realistic with your goals. You're not trying to lose weight if the only thing that you offer back when someone offers you a solution to things is excuses. I can say, hey, you have, go buy all four of my supplements and you won't have any of those problems. Yeah, well, the doctor said, you're not that fucking special. Like, we're just going to stop right there. I'm going to eliminate that from the very beginning. You're not that special. That's that lie that we tell ourselves, that you're so different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am. No, the fuck you're not. You are human and you are inflamed. And that's why you're thyroids are flared up. That's why you have chronic knee problems. That's why your vagina smells like fucking Purina Puppy Chow. It happens.
I know you have a whole webinar.
I
on
have
that.
A whole thing. I yeah. said, hey, yeah. hey, ladies, this does not have to be a thing. You know, like I'm in the fitness community. I'm smelling. People are fumigating. And I am all about offering solutions. That is everything. I'm not going to talk shit without an actual solution.
Mm.
So you get the shit talking first and then you get the solution, or vice versa. Here's a solution and then I'm going to talk shit. Because why have you not done this for yourself? You know, like you're in denial because you're lying to yourself thinking that you just got it together. No, you don't. No, you don't. And then lastly, I would definitely say is grounding. really make time for yourself. Mm. Even if it is you're on your way home from work, you have a very chaotic day, that you have to walk in the house and these little fucking badass kids that you have created, your wife isn't sucking your dick, you know, like you're about to have Whoa. To go into these huge, Whoa. It happens. Whoa it happens. Now. It happens. And then that same man will be out like screwing a tranny tomorrow.
Mm. Whoa, that was yeah. very specific.
It's a thing. It's a whole lifestyle.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That people do not talk there. About. But I believe that that's just a side effect of really understanding how to balance yourself. Okay. Go home from work in traffic. Everybody just got on your nerves. You have to pay over inflated prices for gas. Take your shoes off and go and walk in a park for 10 minutes. You know, like what grass actually does and what nature truly does is just magnificent within our human spectrum. And I believe this society is structured now just to take us further and further and further away from nature. When if you just stopped and took a deep breath outside, up underneath the tree, 10 minutes, you can give yourself that type of time. So ground, however it is, take a bath every week, you know, like make sure you have that mindful time for yourself. And I believe that that is just already on a trajectory of just ultimate well-being.
We'll do these things every now and then, like as people that we all know we want to be healthier. We all know we should. And we'll do them sometimes. But what is preventing us from being like, oh, man, that felt amazing. Mm-hmm. But then we won't do it again. Why is that?
Because we fear ourselves. We fear really going into that space of our higher selves. We truly lie. That's just like someone saying, oh, my gosh, I really want to be a millionaire. But yet and still, the only thing that you're doing is saying that you want to be a millionaire. What have you done? What podcasts have you listened to? What books have you read? Who have you taken, you know, mentorship from in order to really, how are you setting yourself up? Have you opened a PayPal business account? Have you ordered your little Square card swipers? Have you came up with a product or a solution or, you know, a spectrum of whatever it is that you're trying to do? No, people do not take action. And I believe that that is the main thing where we get stuck. It's one thing to have ideas. We have hella ideas. That's all our brain actually does.
Yeah.
But what are you doing with the idea? It's no different than someone saying, oh, I'm diagnosed with this, that, and the other. But yet and still, what are you doing? Oh, I prayed about it. Okay. Where's the action? You know, like, where's the action after the prayer? Where's the action after the belief? People aren't taking action. They're talking. And a society capitalizes off of our thoughts and us talking and our energy. So you can go ahead and stay stuck if you want to. That is not my goal. And I am in a space of acceptance. People, wherever they are, wherever they choose to be. And if you are not taking those steps to create the dreams that you say that you want, that's how you get stuck because you're in your own way.
That's what helps me is looking at diet, not only from just what you're ingesting, like drinking and eating, but also like who you're following on Instagram, exactly. What you are reading, what you're watching on YouTube. That all is part of your diet as well.
Certainly. That is what my entire platform is surrounded by, is true wellness, true lifestyle. It's all holistic. So it's your mental food. It's your emotional food. It's your spiritual food. It's your financial food. And it's your physical food. You know, like it's not just grapes and oranges and apples. You know, like what did you eat for intellect purposes this morning? Mm-hmm. What did you eat for spiritual purposes today? What did you eat emotionally today? Sometimes majority of our diets are like triggers and trauma and look at this and Trump said that. And it's just like, oh my God, I'm frantic. And oh my God, you know, past life regressions and oh my God, you know, DNA, all this coding. And you're just in a state of just fucked upness and you're angry at people that you'll never meet in your entire life. Like people are so upset when these celebrities break up and it's just like you have no idea the depths of what they have gone through. People have such strong opinions about who should have worn what or what performer. Are you fucking kidding me? How about you manage your metabolism? Let's go there. Like you manage your metabolism and feel as strongly as you do about Seal and Heidi Klum than you do about your metabolism. Switch the energy. It's fine. You have the energy, but it's misplaced.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And when you do start to eat healthier and you start to feel different and you can see the results, not only physically, but also emotionally. But I do want to get to the poop because it's such a fascinating topic in like, how do you know you are doing well. Like, what should your poop look like?
Your poop should be one consistent. So sometimes it can be a little applesaucy type situation. That just may be, you know, you threw off your fiber intake that day, okay, or maybe something just didn't necessarily agree with you. But you ideally want your poops, and it's different for everybody depending upon what their actual intake is. So you pretty much want your poop to be like a nice kosher pickle. It needs to just flow out like a nice pickle.
Okay.
Okay. And it should flow. Nothing should be painful. Nothing should actually cramp you. Nothing should be popping out like little pellets. You know, like you, that's how you know that your poop is in a good space. But also, you should have pickle poos daily, multiple times a day, at least minimum twice. You know, sometimes people just do not eat that much. But also making sure that everything is flowing through you. That's why I say the water intake is crucial, because your water is a filtration system, and it's the way to really get anything that could have possibly been in there that's just locked. Ooh. It filters it through.
Okay.
So definitely at least minimum one poop a day. If you are three or more, you are epic. You are absolutely amazing. Your GI tract is loving you. Your small intestine is absolutely just radiant and flourishing. You know, your bowels and your pancreas and your spleen is really, really happy. 3 to 4 times a day, absolutely amazing. I don't even poop that much because I don't eat that much. You know, like I'm a liquid person. So gotcha. I'm a snacker, and I pretty much drink just about all of my meals for the most part. But if you are actually eating food and it's filtering that way, at least 3 to 4 times.
What are some of your favorite snacks?
I'm a fruit person. So okay. I believe in drinking my vegetables and then eating my fruit. So everything, I will make the most nastiest green juice humanly possible. If I know like, okay, I need 5 pounds of spinach, and I am all about the cerebral aspect of how I feel. So I love the way my brain thinks. I'm constantly listening to podcasts and having dialogue with these imaginary people that's just radiating through my speakers all the time. Mm-hmm. And I really love the cerebral aspect of how my brain works. So that's what I'm feeding. Anything that makes me slow or groggy or brain fog or anything, yeah, I fucking hate it.
Oh my, it's the worst.
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons why I don't eat sugar to that aspect, because I feel like a retard. It's happening in my brain, but it's not translating in my mouth. So I know, like, if I'm stuttering and it's a whole bunch of, and it's just like, what the fuck did I just say? And it's just like, oh yeah, because I had that cake yesterday. You know, it just slows down everything. So that's how I feel about everything, but I definitely love the cerebral aspect. So I am all about fruit. And also, once again, going back to that female aspect, I like to be juicy, you know, like, so I'm eating all the juicy shit, the honeydews, the peaches, the kiwis, the nectarines, everything you can bite into, and it just falls all over the place, messy, because that's that part where you are what you eat. And I like to be ready at all times. I like to be a nice, succulent, sweet treat.
My. Bruh, whoa now.
I am that
peaches
one.
And cream in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, like that is one my tweezy. Goal. Like, oh yeah, we're women and we all have vaginas, but mine is just way better. You have no idea how great I take care of myself.
God bless America. A moment of silence. Won't he do it? Let him use you. He's
exactly.
An on-time God.
Women need to do that. They are upset about the wrong things. You know, like, oh my gosh, you're paying attention to this girl and that girl. And it's just like, but baby, what did you do to improve your vagina to where he's not going anywhere ever?
Well, what can men do?
Oh, men. Ooh. Okay. So,
oh, geez.
High blood pressure and hard dicks don't go together.
Okay.
So understanding that aspect of how blood circulation actually works. So as men, your erection is strictly based off of your blood circulation. So that's where I would start. Really doing mindful things, making sure that you're drinking a juice that is geared towards your liver function, because your liver is where everything actually lives. So everybody who's out drinking every single night, sir, I know your dick doesn't work.
Ooh.
It doesn't work by the end of the week. It doesn't. It does not work because it's inflating the levels of your bloodstream and it's thinning things out. Thin blood and hard dicks will not work. And that's just basic biology, you know, like, so really understanding that aspect. So men, if you want better erections, if you want better circulations, even just better cognitive health, I say definitely tackle your bloodstream. And you can do that by drinking and eating a lot of red foods. Think about blood, you know, like, so blood, everything that's really, really high mineral content, as green as humanly possible. You know, like, so throw a whole fucking cabbage in there. You want some lettuce in there. You want some celery, some cucumbers, whatever else you could possibly think of. Make you a green juice. That's like 34 ounces. That's the least that you can do to better your bloodstream the entire week, just to make sure that you are being your absolute best. It just filters through everything. So okay. Definitely that.
Okay. Blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
For the men.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of talked about snacks a little bit, and I would like to get into your brand and business well. And you have all these supplements, but are you even thinking about food as well, or little snacks and things like that?
With food, I don't believe that is the issue.
Okay.
We all know how to eat. We all know how to snack. We all know what snacks are better. It's just like, oh, I want some potato chips. Okay, we know the avocado oil chips are better than Lay's. You know, right. Like, we know these things.
It's good,
we,
better, best.
Exactly.
If you're gonna go bad, go the best bad.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
So that's how I feel when it comes down to food. Fruits, vegetables, nobody can go wrong, and nobody is in ICU right now because of a fruit and vegetable overdose. So once again, it comes down to choices. That's mm-hmm. one of the main reasons why I don't really focus a lot on food, because we need to use a lot more discernment in our real intellect when making those types of choices. Everybody is always looking. They're always looking for a good advice about their bad habits. I will never give you that.
That's a perfect way to describe
it. Yeah, they're always looking, scratching. Well, Tierra, what do you do? And it's just like, you really don't want to know what I do, because that's not what you're going to do.
Yeah, you're a 10th degree black belt
exactly.
in health, like we said. Start.
Exactly. Yes. So I give you, hey, drink more water. Hey, eat only fruits, you know, like, eat, if you're snacking on something, you can eat it all day long. Like, and it smells good and it's awesome and it keeps your brain going and you're not going to crash. Eat fruits and vegetables. Go get you some nuts. Well, and then we just try to complicate things. Well, what about these nuts? And what, it doesn't fucking matter.
Boom.
It's better than what you were doing. You know, like, so when you're doing things like that, and think about like natural herbivores, they're constantly like grazing all day long. So I'm a grazer. I munch all day long. Mm-hmm. I'm just constantly picking up little things that I already have prepared that's already in a refrigerator. I can grab and go. I love little containers. So I'll go to TJ Maxx or Family Dollar or wherever and just get all these little plastic containers. So my stuff is just already prepared. But that will definitely keep you out of the drive-thrus. If I wasn't prepared in that aspect, I would end up in Arby's line waiting on my curly fries.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I set myself up in that aspect. But when it comes down to food, I say eat rainbows, red, green, yellow, orange, blue, brown, purple, black, as much as humanly possible. You will eat a lot more because it's not weighing you down in that aspect. It's actually speeding up your metabolic health. So people are like, well, I didn't get full. You're not supposed to be full. You're not. You're supposed to graze all day long. Look at Little House in a Prairie type of life. You know, like, you're out working, you have things to do. So when you're thinking about how food intake is, and yes, we all have our social circles and things like that, save your plating, your meal type situation for that, as opposed to you just went to lunch with your friends that you really don't like, or your coworkers that you really don't like, just to pass time and feel connected. Y'all, none of y'all would say happy birthday to each other. Cut it out.
Right. That's, and they're starting to call that now in the workplace, like, secondhand snacking or something, like, where in the break room, there's always like donuts and always cake. And they're now like, some companies are trying to actually eliminate that because it's becoming like a health epidemic for
exactly.
their employees.
And I'm pretty sure those health benefits, excuse me, are inflating like crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. If corporate were, oh, I want to do corporate so bad. Like, I want to do speaking engagements and corporate aspects. Let me get in on Emory.
Are you working? Are you working towards that?
I am.
Because you're billing, even since the last time we talked, like, you've blown up even more.
Yeah.
You were already blowing up then.
I
so
love it.
That's
yeah.
where you're moving to, is
I
a corporate level.
I want a lot more corporate, like, speaking engagements and things like that. Just to, just like yourself, help people who are naturally living a certain lifestyle
right.
still be able to balance it, because it's doable. You just truly don't know, especially when your workplace or provider is providing these spreads of things and mm-hmm. here's this potluck and here's this chip endorsement and here's this, that, and the other. But no, you need to know how to pick the better options of all of those, you know?
Yeah. Your hustle is amazing. I love seeing your work. I follow you on Instagram and all that, and just, you're always engaging with your audience. You have built, some people build an audience and it's more like, it's like just followers as opposed to a following.
Mm-hmm.
You have an engaged audience.
I do.
At all times. And comedians, that's what we crave. more than ever with online, it's like you got to have an online following that'll follow you to the comedy clubs.
Definitely.
It's like, how have you been able to build such a engaged following?
I'm authentic as fuck.
Okay.
The more authentic that I become, the more authentic my crowd is. And not just my crowd, I'm very hands-on with everybody. So if you see me out in a grocery store, you know who I am, and I always welcome people. I'm very friendly. I'm very, very much a people person. So I'm like, hey, come and talk to me. You know, like, come and hug me. So I get it all the time. It is so amazing being able to get through TSA because my followers are there and they're loving it and they're showing me their green juice that they have, you know, back behind the counters and their water and all sorts of things. So I just try to be as relatable as humanly possible without altering myself. So the more authentic I am, the more authentic my people are as well. So I attract, truly, my vibe attracts my tribe. So okay. Those people come to me, they're just like, hey, so thank you for saying fuck and damn and being yourself. And, you know, like, they love that. And it's not a facade. It truly is my authentic self. And I don't have to pretend. And that is the most liberating part. It's like, whoa, I have altered so much of myself, so much of my life, and offered different versions of myself in order to appeal to people. And the most successful that I've ever been is when I have done none of that.
Interesting.
That is the key. Like,
how were you able to find that authenticity?
I fucked up a whole lot. Uh-huh. I fucked up. And I'm an overachiever. So I'm not going to stay fucked up for too long. You know, like, I fucked up that way. Okay, I'm not going to fuck up that way again. You know, like, or, ooh, I may have bumped my head again on this space, but it's not going to be for too long. I am in a perpetual state of growth and a perpetual state of really, really, really growing beyond every single comfort level and finding heightened perspectives of how to live this life.
So is it also breaking into, like, you throw something out there to your fans, and if they really react to it, you do more. And if they don't really react to it, then you just scrape it, like, that way?
Mm-mm.
Like, just listening to your audience as well?
I know that I'm planting seeds. So even if they don't catch it, and one of my good friends was telling me the other day, she was like, Tierra, do you realize that you speak in parables? And I was like, do I? You know, she was like, girl, she was just like, you speak so fucking poetic. Can't nobody understand what the fuck you're saying? So I say it in that way. And if they don't necessarily respond, then I find another way to say the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Language.
Language. It's all language. It's body language. It is consciousness language. It's vibes. It's color language. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get your ass, but I'm saying the same exact thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you go on Instagram Live a lot as well.
Yeah.
Have you seen that helps grow your fan base?
It's crazy, because yes. Instagram Live is absolutely amazing, and I was a big Periscope person as well.
Okay.
So when Periscope was up and going, that was awesome, because it allowed me, I'm INFJ, if you know anything about Briggs-Myers, so the Briggs-Myers personality test, I'm an introvert in real life, but you put me in front of something, I naturally become an extrovert.
Okay.
It is so strange. I'm one of the rarest personality types humanly possible. So I really don't fuck with people. I really like myself. I like myself a whole lot.
Uh-huh.
And I really prefer myself. It's not tainted. I don't have to worry about, you know, no weird ass passive aggressive bullshit. You know, no insecurities. But when on Instagram Live, I am on there just strictly rambling. Excuse me. And just going off of whatever has triggered me that day. And people are falling out laughing and loving. They are loving it and they are requesting it. So it's strange. It is so strange. But yeah, they love the, and it's just my authentic self.
You've actually turned into a very successful business as well, which is one of my goals. And I think a lot of comedians in building the infrastructure of your brand and of your business, it's one thing to, like, have engaged followers, but then to get them to actually, you know, like, invest and pay. How are you able to, maybe build that bridge?
You make it make sense to them.
Okay.
You know, like, you make them, it's not necessarily the fact that you're selling a product or selling a service, you're selling solutions. So people are constantly looking for solutions to whatever it is, whether that is emotional barriers, whether that is spiritual barriers, whether that is mental barriers. They're always looking for solutions. So that is my marketplace. That is what keeps me and sets me apart from everything else, is understanding how to bridge that gap between what people need, what people want, also what people are looking for, and then the solution to all of that. So I'm not in a product business market. I'm in a solutions oriented situation. So I only give them solutions. You can only come to me if you want a solution. You can't come to me for hugs and pat on the back. You can't come to me for excuses. You can't come to me to hold your hand. I'm not that person. Here's the solution. What are you going to do? So you give people their choice to make, and then you're guaranteed success because you've done your part. That also allows me to not be drained as well, because I only offer solutions.
Yeah, and I've noticed you've had the facial products, and that ties into your background in makeup. And now you're going into more of the supplements with like the apple cider vinegar and, like you said, the chlorella. Mm-hmm. And so you just realized people just, they wanted it, but it wasn't convenient enough. So you created that solution.
Exactly. When it came down to the supplements, I did Talks with Tierra, which was a service that I provide. So you can get me on the phone, and it's basically like lifestyle consultation service. Mm-hmm. So the common denominator, especially with dealing with health-related issues, was a lot of people, once again, was dealing with inflammation. So I truly just got tired of recommending and making all these other companies and corporations thousandaires, and they have no idea who I am, let alone not cutting checks, let alone not giving me any type of credibility.
Right.
So I went outside of my own comfort level and created it myself. You know, like, I am a trusted brand. I am, people truly come to me because they trust me. And that is my most valuable asset. It is people, like you said earlier, they may have all of these followers, but who truly has a following? Mm-hmm. You know, like, so I have the trust of the people. And that's one thing. Your brand could look absolutely phenomenal. It could be a PR edited version of everything that you try to be, but who trusts you? So I built a brand off of trust.
And I think what helped is, I remember you've posted footage of you like up late making this face
yeah.
stuff, and like rows of like juice and like all the, you document the process as well, which I think people appreciate.
Definitely. I like handmade everything. You know, like I like handmade crafts. I like handmade garments. I really like handmade because I believe that that is the energetic process. So when I know for a fact my hand touches everything, all the labels, all the jars, it's an energetic process. And I truly believe that is why it's so successful the way that it is, because it's truly just strictly my energy. Mm-hmm. It's my energy. You pay for this product, I'm going to flip it and turn it back into something of even more value for you because you value me. And I believe that that is like the greatest key, is the space that people truly value you.
Did you ever have problems? It almost feel like you're almost like you're not taking people's money, but I still have like a little barrier of like, well, I don't want to really sound salesy, or I don't really want to. I feel like maybe I'm taking advantage of what they need, because I like almost like you're hacking their mind or something. I don't know. Did you ever have to overcome that, or you're always just dollar bills, y'all?
It was definitely a space, especially when you're dealing in any type of service industry. You really don't want to feel, like you said, sales pitchy, and I don't want to sell them a thing or anything like that. I learned that when I was pretty much in the informational aspect of Tierra's Goes Green, where I wanted the lifestyle program. I want you to read the books, and I want you to watch the movies, and then I want you to come to me once you have actually got to that space. Once I realized that's not what people want.
Uh-huh.
People want the convenience. People want you to tell them what to do. People want the solution. I had to shift my thinking. Fuck that. You know, like, fuck that. No, I need to purchase books. I need to be able to go and get a Reiki reading. I need to be able to go and get reflexology on a weekly basis in order for me to do this work. So when you understand, like, we're all just funding each other, and in order for me to be the best me and for me to be able to provide everything that I provide. And sometimes it is truly just a beaming light of absolute melanin coated beauty that day. I need your money in order to be able to do those things.
Boom.
Yeah.
So if it comes from an honest place, you don't feel dishonest about it.
I'm not dishonest. I'm truly not dishonest. I will not. And that's what I said. That is my most valuable asset, is I have the trust of the people. I will not sell them out unless Flat Tummy Tea comes and decides to cut. Yes, decides to cut me a check. They're like cutting like 12 grand a month to tell people to suck on suckers for a flat stomach. Hey, everybody, I will sell you out. I will take the check. I help 12 grand a month.
For flat tummy tea?
For flat tummy tea.
I don't know if it really came down to it, you would do that. It would break the authenticity that you've built.
I don't get a check for authenticity, though.
You're getting there, though.
You're right.
I mean,
I know.
It's the long road.
It is very conflicting. It is very conflicting.
I can't believe you would cut that check.
I may do it. If I didn't have to do, that is like, I don't have to do all of this work. I can like go and live in a tropical rainforest jungle until like March off of one check and one post. Joe, I don't know.
Oh, one post. You meant 1 month of posts.
No.
Just one post?
One post.
I don't know, though.
One post for 12 grand. that, hey, y'all might have to suck on some suckers.
But then it would almost kind of dilute everything else you're doing. It's like she says this, but she also said flat tummy tea.
Right. But then I think I would just honestly challenge my viewers. Like, okay, but y'all are still out doing 7-day detoxes thinking that you're getting somewhere. I'll flip that shit so quick on their asses. Of course you would. I have a reverse psychology, everything. Right. I'm only doing what y'all are doing. We're looking for temporary fixes, right? Short-term goals, right?
You'd make it their fault.
It's your fault. It's your fault because I truly don't want to work this hard and y'all are not listening to me.
Hilarious. If you could spin it that way to where it's their fault.
I would. I'm very intellectual. I am very intellectual. That's savvy. Very smart. I will flip it real quick.
Well, that's why I wanted to have you on here because you are intellectual. You are smart. And your first interview got so much feedback, and I know this one's going to get even more. Like, please, everybody listening, she's the real deal, first off. Like, really, go to her website, check out her supplements, check out, I want to try your face flavor.
You got it. I brought it for you today.
I got a face flavor?
You got a face flavor. I gave you the men's face flavor.
You know, I'm not even lying. I almost, because now you have an assistant who emails
and
coordinates.
Like, yeah.
You have a team now.
I have a whole team.
She like emailed through my website. Anytime you get an email through your website, you're like, oh, this may be something.
Yeah.
So you got a team, and I almost emailed her like, you know what? Could you tell her to bring some of that face flavor? Yeah. And then law of attraction, you brought it anyway.
I brought it anyway.
So I'll definitely keep the Hot Breathiverse posted on how that is. But it's like it's all authentic. It's all real. And definitely in the health world where definitely. It can be a lot of just snake oil.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe in what you're doing. And that's why you're on here for the second time.
Thank you so much.
So
I appreciate that.
Before we get out of here, is there anything else you want the world to know?
No, I want everyone to just be in a space to where you are being honest with yourself, especially before we transition into this holiday season where there's all sorts of environmental factors that factor in. There's all sorts of societal pressures. There's deadlines. There's family. Your bestie and cousins are about to start getting engaged and you're still out here single. You know, like I want you to all just be mindful of your thoughts, your choices, and everybody just be in a forward moving space of just trying to get better. And as you try to get better, it's literally just a shift within your own thinking. Mm. So better that day is rubbing an awesome body oil on your elbows. You know, better that day is drinking a little bit more water. Better that day is making sure you taking your supplements. You know, like better that day is literally navigating through the conscious thoughts that you have had. So if everybody is just in a trajectory of getting better, I think we all as a collective will rise to that vibration.
Mm. Well, how can they keep up with you and support you as well?
Definitely. Everything is via Tierra Goes Green. So that is Tierra Goes Green. So that is Instagram. That is Twitter. That is Facebook. It is TierraGoesGreen.com. Everything is Tierra Goes Green via hashtag. Anything that you want to find on me, it is on there for the past, I want to say, maybe 9 years of internet life.
Well, Tierra Burrell is the government.
It is the government.
The government.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being
it's
on
trademark
Hot
Breath. Too. You're very
it's
welcome.
Trademark?
Yeah.
Your name?
My name.
Whoa.
People take people's names.
I need to do that.
You should definitely do that.
Oh, snap.
Everything's trademarked.
Before I release this, I don't want anybody to get hit. Well, I am Joel Byers LLC. I guess that's different.
No, it is different.
It is different. Mm-hmm. You get trademarked.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tierra Burrell, trademark. Thank you for being on Hot Breath.
You're very welcome, Joel. Thank you for having me, my love.
Boom. Holy healthy. We're back, Hot Breathiverse. I hope you took some notes. Please go back, listen to that again. I got to say, my personal favorite part had to be the poo talk. You know, hey, everybody poops. Might as well know when you're on the right track with it. So shout out to everyone whose poop is on point. Or if it's not, now you know how to get it back on point. I would love to know what you enjoyed about this. Interacting with you is really how we keep building this comedy network. Yeah, we're not just a podcast, okay? We're a comedy network. So thank you for your support in that. Please, let's connect on social media. At Hot Breath Pod is on our Facebook and our Instagram and our all that jazzercise. JoelByersComedy.com is my website if you want to connect with me or get more info on my schedule. If you're in the Atlanta area or you want to travel to it, December 29th, I am hosting a live game show at the Laughing Skull in ATL. Shoutay.
So I'll link that in the show notes if you want to attend that and pick up some tickets. I'm also going to link all of Tierra's info in the show notes so it's easy for you, and her first interview, which was Hot Breath episode number 101. I will link that in the show notes for you as well. So I hope you found this very helpful. You know, it's like helpful, but healthful. I should say, for the people interested in coming to the game show, if you pick up some merch and you wear it to the game show, you're going to be entered into an exciting drawing. So you definitely want to pick up some merch, or just pick it up for the holiday season, or just pick it up for yourself. That'll also be linked in the show notes. We have hoodies and t-shirts and stickers and mugs, and it's just, we're just building here, you know? And a lot of you have reached out asking about merch. Well, there you go, all right? You don't have to ask me anymore. You can actually go and check it out, so I'll link it in the show notes for you, Hot Brethren and Sistren, and that's what we do here. So I don't really have much else, you know? What about you guys? You have anything? No? Cool. Well, let's keep in touch. You know, social media is the easiest way to do that. You can also email me at hotbreathpod@gmail.com if you want to speak, but it's all about you. It's all about us building this network together. So any insight, feedback you have is always greatly appreciated. We're dropping interviews every single Monday. And Wednesdays and Fridays, we're also dropping dope content. I don't know if you noticed last week, but I teach a comedy class, and I had one of our previous guests, Caleb Sinan, come into class and do a live Q&A that I recorded and then posted as content for you. So that'll be linked in the show notes. It's also on our iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, all that jazzercise. So thanks for being here and part of these early stages. I know this is Hot Breath episode number 159, but we have made a lot of good strides, but we have so many more to go. So it's very exciting. So you should feel excited that you're a part of this at the early stages as we're building and building momentum quickly. So an easy way to even help us build even faster and bring more awareness to the podcast is leaving an iTunes review. That helps us in the rankings and getting more exposure, and just sharing with people. Share with your comedians. Hey, I know someone who tours around a lot and isn't the healthiest person on the road. Maybe just be like, hey, you want to know how your poop's supposed to look? Give them this episode, and then they'll learn all these other cool health tips along the way. So, or if you just know people that are fans of Tierra, let them know she's out here dropping dimes on a dime of a podcast. Hashtag Dimecast. So thank you so much for your valuable time. We will not use up any more of it, but I do appreciate you all out there. And I will preface in this ending of the outro that I do video record all of my episodes. For some reason, this one, the video had an error and it got corrupted, and we do not have video of this, but the audio is still coolio. So that being said, shout out to my engineer, Amon Garner. You can hit him up at boldcoy.com if you need anything from podcasting to audio help. He's your boy. And of course, finally, at the end of all of these, I thank my wife, Erin Byers, for making the theme song and making me song, my heart song. Aww. Anyway, Hot Brother and Sistren, until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.